Hi everyone. Today I'm going to try something different. I am going to try to record this podcast on video as well, so you can find it here on video as well as on podcast. I'm just trying to mix things up a bit for different people, the way they want to listen to, they want to see maybe the video, it works better. So today I want to talk about writing your own wave. And what I've been thinking about recently is that a lot of times in life, you are given an opportunity, and it's up to you if you want to take that opportunity or do something else. And what exactly I mean by that is that, let's say you're good at something, right? And then people like you for it, they pay you money for what you do. But maybe you want something else to give to the world, and then you try to do something else that maybe people are not ready for it yet coming from you. So it really depends on how you want to look at it and what way you want to go. For example, I've always been paid and asked for building websites, making logos, doing various graphic design work, web design work, all kinds of design, digital media related work. And I've always been paid for it. I've held jobs in agencies, in small studios. I've run my own studio. However, my real passion is in building software. I've built my own software when I was 12. I started going to programming courses when I was 10 in my hometown where I grew up. So this is 1990. There was this guy that he was self-taught. He was programming in BASIC first, and then GW BASIC, Quick BASIC, and then later on Clipper. So I was programming in these languages when I was at that age. And then I built my own software when I was 12. And I've always loved building software that other people use. So my very first software was a store management software where you can pretty much manage your entire stock of your store. And I did this, and I still have it actually in my PC 386. Which is still at my parents' home, and it still works. I will take a recording of it one day and then post it up. So what I'm trying to say is that I've always been paid for things that I might not be that passionate about. However, those skills have helped me build the software that I want to build for the rest of my life, pretty much. So as I'm pushing towards having a successful software that other people use, and by successful I mean that is useful to a lot of people, primary to making a lot of money, because the way I look at money and income is that it's just a tool to make more software and make it better and build other tools for people, and it's not the end goal. Yeah, and I see a lot of people that have ridden their own waves and that are still doing it to this day. So I think the gist of it is to find something that you're really passionate about, and then having people that actually like you for doing it. So I think that's a sort of a good goal to have, a remarkable goal, a noble goal, if I can say, that you're passionate about building something that other people will find useful, and then those people respond in kind. I think that's true happiness as far as work goes, and life as well. So yeah, I hope you have found your own wave to write on, or maybe you're still looking for it. I'm still looking for mine. I haven't really, I've maybe found it, but I'm still not getting that sort of response, the response that I'd like from many people that, you know, would use my software. So that's sort of my goal, you know, like as I'm building this software that I'm selling around the world, I'm still looking for a large amount of people of a certain industry, maybe of a certain crowd that will find my software useful. Yeah, so that would be my wave. I hope you're pretty close to finding yours, or maybe I hope that you found it already and then you're doing great writing it. And then write that as much as you can, like some people that I admire that we all know, you know, like Basecamp. You know, they found their own wave and they've been writing it for a while. And then Nathan Berry, I guess, with ConvertKit, you know, like that product just shot through. And then he's still riding that wave. And then other people like Slack, you know, even Mark Zuckerberg, And Facebook worked out for him, so he continued doing it for a long time, and he's still doing it. Good luck with it, and let me know in comments wherever you're listening or watching this piece of a message. All right, talk soon.